With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen. Human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes. Crowder, it's a foot race, and Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Darnold escapes, trying to buy himself some time. Fires end zone. It's caught. Incredible play by Darnold.
Hill hit immediately.
He got the handoff.
You know that's
the Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the TOJ Digital Studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And I'm glad to have back one of my favorite guests. He comes on whenever the Jets and Dolphins are about to tangle. He is a huge Dolphins guy and also somebody that loves Velveeta cheese. We'll get to that in a little bit. The midday host over at Rip City Radio 620 AM and NBC Sports Northwest, 9 to 12 Pacific Time, 12 to 3 Eastern, Mr. Brian Noe. Brian, what's going on, sir? Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. How are things? Oh, I know how things are doing. Your Jets stink. They're awful. They're horrible. But other than that, how are you doing, man?
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you enjoy the play? Yeah, the Jets are not very good right now, no question about it. Dolphins seem to be trending upward, though. Ryan Fitzpatrick, we've been on this ride before where he has these stretches where he's really good. He seems to be in the midst of one of those right now. What have you been seeing from Fitz? Because it seems like he's firing on all cylinders right now.
Yeah, he's played great. Played great against Jacksonville, but you say, well, it's Jacksonville. And he plays great against the 49ers, and you're like, wow, okay. Well, if Fitz keeps doing his thing, then I guess Fitz is going to keep starting games. So we know the deal with Fitz. He's good for a couple of games here and there, and then he resorts back to, like, the Cadillac backup quarterback, right, and the Cadillac spot starter that he is. And it just makes you wonder, when's Tua going to see the field? So that's the huge question right now for the Dolphins. And the more that Herbert plays and looks really impressive, and the more that Burrow plays and puts up 300-yard passing games, the more you wonder, like, when is Tua going to see the field?
It's an interesting question, and I wonder if he's going to see the field at some point before the Jets and Dolphins play for the second time in a few weeks. But since we know that Fitzpatrick is playing in this game, let's talk about some of his weapons. Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki, two guys that a lot of people thought were busts when Adam Gase was there. Magically, he leaves, and all of a sudden, they're playing great. Gesicki might make a Pro Bowl. Devontae Parker turned into one of the better receivers in the league, and they've been producing again this year, just like they did last year. Tell me about what you've seen from those two guys.
Yeah, well, you know the deal with Devontae Parker. He had a slow start, and he had some injury issues. And it was Gase that was basically questioning his preparation and toughness, right? He was kind of like, you're going to have to battle through some of that hamstring tightness and get out on the field, right? So Devontae Parker has battled through some of those injuries. He actually had a hamstring issue earlier this year, and he's been out there. So I give him credit for preparing better and being tougher as his career has started to unfold. And Gesicki, man, this dude is just balling. And it's great to see because he had so little production early on in his career. You just wondered, is this another swing and a miss? But Gesicki is really a good tight end, and his presence has been known in the passing game for sure. He's a great receiving tight end. So it's one of these deals where the Dolphins, they haven't won enough games where you're like, oh man, this team. So you still sort of take them lightly. And I think that helps them surprise certain teams like they did the 49ers last week.
One of the things I found interesting is talk about Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki, but Fitzpatrick's really been spreading the ball around a lot because those two guys have done really well. But Preston Williams has gotten in on the act, Isaiah Ford. Myles Gaskin has been interesting because he's been making plays in the passing game and in the running game. And I don't think a lot of people thought that he was going to be the primary back, but he's done pretty well. He's got over 400 yards of all-purpose offense so far this year. So that's an encouraging sign for the Dolphins that they've got that many people that are getting involved.
Yeah, right. And it's sort of like you've got your go-to players and then you just have random spare parts, you know? No one's going to be like, oh man, big get, Myles Gaskin. But you're right, he has been productive. So it's weird. It's just a weird offense in terms of personnel. But with the two main guys, when you talk about weapons for Fitzpatrick and Parker and Gesicki, like those are two good players to start with. And then it's all about stabilizing that offensive line. And when you had Austin Jackson go down, that wasn't great. But all things considered, with a lot of moving parts, got a couple of rookies in there, you got a couple of free agent pickups, it's a completely retooled offensive line. They've more or less held their own throughout the first quarter of the season. I think they've done well, all things considered. So it's just about more reps, more time together. And I still wonder, when is Tua going to be part of that group? It always traces back to Tua in my mind.
Well, the interesting thing too, Brian, like you said, is that they've had a bunch of spare parts and the go-to guys, but everybody's getting involved. And I think the Dolphins are doing a lot better on offense than most people thought. Most people felt that they would be in the bottom 5 or 10 in the league, and they've been better than that. What have you been seeing from the scheming that has helped make that happen?
Well, it's, you know, the deal with Fitzpatrick, he's a crash test dummy, you know? Like, he will. We don't talk about his wheels or his athleticism or whatever, but he is just a crash test dummy where if there's room to run, he's going to run and he's going to dive head first and maybe get hit by three dudes at the same time, you know? And it puts stress on a defense, and he's good enough accuracy wise and reading a defense where he can make you pay that way also. So he's just weird. Like earlier in the season, he was not very good against the Patriots, but last week he was all world against the 49ers. So you get this huge range with Fitz, but when he's on, he's Fitz magic. When he's off, he is Fitz tragic. And it is a crazy gap in between the two. But I think a lot of it comes back to his ability to read a defense because he's been around for so long, and his accuracy is good. And then he'll make enough happen with his legs to keep you honest and put stress on a defense. So I think a lot of that traces back to Fitz, and it does. It makes you wonder, I hate to be a broken record, but that's right up Tua's alley, is accuracy making you pay with his legs. And I just hope that he doesn't pick up bad habits of Fitzpatrick is a terrible role model in terms of being a running quarterback because he doesn't slide like Russell Wilson. And so I hope Tua isn't like that when he eventually gets in there and starts running. He's got to slide. We all know his injury history. But I think that in terms of the run pass threat, Fitz is a good example. It's just he's got to get down and not take that extra punishment. So I hope that Tua doesn't pick up that trait when he gets in there.
here in New York, we remember Ryan Fitzpatrick being a little too tough for his own good. That game against the Oakland Raiders where he got hit and ended up missing a game. So nothing new there from Ryan Fitzpatrick, a little too much bravado, but he's got a different offensive line. As you mentioned, Brian, Austin Jackson, the rookie from USC, was added. We're a year off from the Dolphins trading their franchise left tackle, Laremy Tunsil. Let's talk about this newly retooled offensive line, because the Dolphins are ranked 20th in the NFL in offense. As I said, much better than most people expected. Has the offensive line also performed better than people expected?
Well, it's one of those deals where it's just going to take a little bit of time. It's not going to be a finished product with a bunch of rookies in there and a bunch of free agent acquisitions. It's just going to take some time. And all things considered, with as much movement as they've had some good games where you're like, okay, not bad, but it's a group where you can't have high expectations early on in a season, you know? So they've got a couple of spare parts that are just out there and trying to become a unit. So I think that it depends on the opponent, right? Like, it depends on the pass rush. Of course, they didn't face Nick Bosa last week. That helped. But overall, that's still a legit defensive front in San Francisco, and they couldn't do anything against the Dolphins. So I guess the O-line, the best way to put it, it's a little bit like Fitzpatrick. There's a big gap between good play and bad play. And so it's been a mixture of both early on. But the offensive line, they haven't been around for, you know, a decade plus. Fitz has been around since 05, you know? So they haven't seen everything yet. So when you have Robert Hunt filling in and he's starting as a second round pick out of Louisiana, you have Solomon Kindley, who's a fourth round pick out of Georgia. Those guys aren't 15 year vets like Fitzpatrick is. So it's just going to take some time, and it's been a mixed bag so far, but there is some good play. There's some encouraging signs. It just isn't all good. It can't be that early on with a unit as, you know, it's a hodgepodge unit with rookies and free agent guys. It's just going to take time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Brian, let's talk a little defense now. We know who the guys are that were expected to make big plays. the two corners, Xavien Howard and Byron Jones. And I've said for a while, and I guess this is a little bit of a controversial opinion, but I think the three best corners in the league are all in the AFC East. Of course, none of them play for the Jets, but you've got Xavien Howard for the Dolphins, Tre'Davious White for the Bills, and Stephon Gilmore from the New England Patriots. The Dolphins now have two of the best corners in the league with Xavien Howard and the newly acquired Byron Jones, although Jones has missed some time over the first few games of the season. You've got Jerome Baker, who is making a ton of plays. Kyle Van Noy comes over. He's familiar with the system from his days playing with Brian Flores in New England. You got Bobby McCain making some plays, Christian Wilkins. So while they've had plenty of struggles at times, they do have a bunch of different guys contributing. Tell me a little bit about what it's been like to watch this unit so far this year.
If you look at Byron Jones, he's missed a lot of time. That was a big free agent pickup. So the strength of the team was supposed to be their secondary, especially at corner. And that hasn't been the case, mainly because of injury. So we haven't quite seen what the Dolphins are capable of defensively just yet. Davin Godshaw, he's probably going to be missing the rest of the year, had a biceps injury. And it's similar, right? When I talked about the offensive line, it's a lot of moving parts that have been pieced together on the fly, and it's just going to take some time for them to gel. I don't love their pass rush. Shaq Lawson is banged up. It's not a great pass rush unit, so you really need the corners to play lockdown, and with Byron Jones being hurt, that hasn't been the case. So I think it sounds like a broken record. It's the same story. It's just going to take time for a unit that was far from a finished product before this year. When you throw all these moving parts, when you pick up Shaq Lawson and Byron Jones and Alandon Roberts and Kyle Van Noy and Emmanuel Ogba and all these guys and rookies, right? You have Igbinoghene as a rookie corner. It's just going to take a little bit of time. So there are signs where it's like, hey, nice. You held the 49ers with Jimmy G coming back to what, 7 points at halftime? He got benched going up against the Dolphins defense. So there are times where you're like, nice. And there are other times where you're like, where's the defense, man? They can't do anything. So it just seems to be the theme with the team, whether it's Fitzpatrick, it's the offensive line, it's the defense as a whole. There's a big range between, hey, this is good. They're like actually performing well. And wow, what's happening today? That just seems to be the way it is with the quarterback, the O-line, the defense in general.
For what it's worth, the Dolphins are one spot behind the Jets. According to Football Outsiders defensive efficiency rankings, the Jets at 25, the Dolphins at 26, although I don't know how the Jets are even 25th. They've looked so terrible on defense. I would have sworn that they would have been 32nd. But you talked a little bit just now about injuries. Tell me about what we're looking at here going into this game. Who's hurt? Who are the Jets not going to have to face?
You know what's funny is the Jets are so bad, I haven't even paid attention to that. I really don't know. Like, that's when you know your opponent is absolute garbage, is I haven't even checked. I'm just like, you know what? The Dolphins should probably be fine with whoever's ready to go. So it's not like the Dolphins are facing the Chiefs, and I'm like, hold on. Is Byron Jones going to be able to play? There's a lot of receivers out there. We need all the corners to be healthy. I'm like, it's the Jets. Is it Flacco? Like, they're going to be fine. They might be able to pick me up midweek and still be fine against the Jets.
Let's talk about the coaching a little bit, because Brian Flores got a lot of praise last year. He took a team that everybody thought might go 0-16. They went 5-11. They really came on down the stretch at the end of the season, had that big win against the Patriots at the end that cost the Patriots dearly, and they ended up getting eliminated in their first playoff game. If they had won that game, they would have had a home field advantage, and who knows what could have happened. So the Dolphins really played a big part in New England's destruction last year. Flores seems to have done a pretty good job again this year. The Dolphins have won 2 games. They look like they're on the rise. They did really well against Jacksonville. As you said, they did really well against the San Francisco 49ers. Flores seems to be an incredible leader. That's what everybody's been saying that's around the team, covering the team, the players that are there. He's getting a reputation now as somebody who, obviously it's early, but could be one of the better Bill Belichick disciples to become a head coach. A lot of guys have flopped. Look at Matt Patricia right now in Detroit, and you see the other side of that coin. So tell me about what you've seen from Flores and his staff, because it seems like the Dolphins might have hit a home run here.
Yeah, well, hey, man, they play hard for Flores, and it was basically an organizational tank last year, or if you want to go by their words, an organizational reset.
Mm-hmm.
And they started off as badly as you can, where they got absolutely trucked by the Ravens and the Patriots in those first 2 weeks. They were the laughingstock of the NFL. And there was talk about them maybe going winless. And they ended up winning 5 games. And I didn't see that coming at all. And you would know it. Like, think about last year's game against the Jets when the Dolphins were on the road. And they, Brian Flores was upset that there was a reviewed pass interference call and it set up the winning field goal. And he chased down the officials and was yelling at him. Like, that guy is intense. And the team is bought in. They play hard for the guy. So it's going to take time. If they can upgrade the personnel and add more and more talent, if they continue to play hard for that guy while they actually hit on the right personnel moves, they might have something there. But, you know, a lot of this ties back to, is Tua the real deal or not? You've got to have a legitimate starting quarterback in this league to do anything consistently. And it's just a complete unknown at this stage. I'm optimistic about Tua. And I'm patient with it, but it still is an unknown if he is actually going to pan out and be the real deal and be consistent in terms of the injury standpoint. But in terms of Brian Flores, just getting his players to play hard, I mean, that's the first step for any coach. And when they have had a brutal season last year and had many challenges to keep fighting and to still stack wins at the end of the season, I think that said a whole lot. So I'm encouraged by that. It's just, is Tua a franchise quarterback? That's a question that hasn't been answered. And really, a lot of how Brian Flores is going to pan out in the NFL as a head coach rides on that.
Prediction time, Brian. How do you think this is going to turn out? What's the score going to be?
I'd put it around, I'd say the Dolphins are going to win, I'll say 30-17, something like that. I think it's going to be a fairly convincing win for the Dolphins. I don't think they're going to blow them out or anything like that. But, I'm not high on this Jets team whatsoever. And with the Le'Veon Bell drama and Flacco in there and, they're just not good enough, and there's too much drama for them to do much of anything. So, yeah, I would take the Fins in this game. I'll call it 30-17.
As a Dolphins guy and watching from the outside, tell me about your observations of this Jets team. As you said, you're not high on them, and obviously you're very familiar with Gase, but what are some of the low points, like lowest of low points, that you've seen in your opinion?
Well, I think... You could do the power rankings of low points, but I think getting crushed by the Colts 36-7 is pretty low. I think just collectively getting smacked around by Arizona. Arizona had lost 2 straight games, as you well know, and they didn't look very good heading into that game. And that was a get right game for Kyler Murray and their offense. And it's just been a disaster, all things considered. And then when you get the very public, if you want to call it a divorce or dumping, the Jets dumping Le'Veon Bell and Le'Veon wanting to get dumped. You know you're in a bad, bad, bad relationship if you are just begging for your partner to dump you. And you're ecstatic when they do, right? Like, that's a horrible situation. I thought Le'Veon handled it like a clown. I thought that it was bad business where if you want to go elsewhere, go into the organization, handle it like a man. And say, I want out of here. I need out of here. I don't like my role. Get me out of here. But at least do that organization that, pay them that respect. Because they paid Le'Veon a ton of money. He got paid $28 million for 18 games. And Le'Veon Bell is on Twitter liking negative tweets. Like, what are you doing? Go in there, handle your business like a pro instead of being a little boy and liking tweets that are anti-Gase or talking about him getting traded or Gase doesn't know how to use him in the passing game. Whether all that's true or not, it's still a boyish way to handle your business. So I thought that was the peak of embarrassment, is Le'Veon sinking to those lows and channeling his inner Jamal Adams, who did the same thing, right? And liking a bunch of negative tweets instead of going in there and just leveling with an employer that paid him handsomely. And instead, he's tweeting the prayer emojis, like the prayer hand emoji when he gets released. It's just a bad look altogether. And I think it makes the Jets look even worse when a player is just like outright thankful to be out of there. I think all of those things are embarrassing, but I would put the Le'Veon thing, maybe a little bit recency bias, but just another player thanking his lucky stars that he's out of there. That's as embarrassing as it gets.
As I've been saying, I think it's the exclamation point on what has been the 2020 season so far. Brian, I want to talk a little bit of food with you. Everybody that listens to this show knows that I love Fuddruckers, and for you, it's Applebee's. True or false, your mom got you a gift certificate to Applebee's for your birthday.
Yeah, I get them a lot, right? Like, I get them sometimes for my birthday, sometimes for Christmas. My dad has gotten me one before. So, yeah, I've gotten those. I'll get B-Dubs gift certificates because I'll go there a lot of times for NFL Sundays. So, yeah, they've been known. They've been maybe Red Lobster. They've done that before. a random eclectic mix of restaurant gift cards I'll get from time to time.
What are some of your favorite things to order when you go to these places?
If it's Applebee's, even though it's not good, and I would admit that, I get their steak a lot. And I don't know. I've just gotten so used to it. I'm like, I know this isn't good, but it is. It's like its own signature way of making steak. And again, I'm not like, oh, man, you got to try this steak. It is awesome. But it's just familiar. You know what I mean? So I'll get the steak. I also love salmon. I'm a huge salmon guy. So I'll get that from time to time at Applebee's. But yeah, I'm starting to get hungry now. I haven't had Red Lobster in a long time, so I need to go there. It's just the pandemic, man. It's a weird time. I haven't gone out to eat very much. I've kind of just stayed indoors for the most part. But every now and then I'll go back and get some food. I've gone to Applebee's a couple of times during the pandemic. So it's always good, man. I didn't know that about you with Fuddruckers, though. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Huge Fuddruckers fan. Love the Buffalo Burgers. Been a huge fan since I was a kid. So I guess, like I said, Fuddruckers for me is like Applebee's for you. And you haven't gone to Applebee's that much during the pandemic, but you've been inside making Velveeta videos, instructional videos on how to properly eat Velveeta. Can you please educate us on the proper way to eat Velveeta?
Yeah, well, I was doing shows with George Reister. He's a former NFL tight end, played with Jacksonville for a handful of years. Great dude, awesome dude. And he was just talking trash about me putting Velveeta cheese on my homemade tacos, which is absolutely delicious. I guarantee you the people that are knocking it so much, they haven't even tried it. Guaranteed. And so I made a video of how to go about putting Velveeta cheese on your homemade tacos, if you're so inclined. So yeah, I made that for George specifically. It's very underrated. It's a classic don't knock it till you've tried it type thing. But I'm all about Velveeta cheese on my homemade tacos. I think it is absolutely delicious.
See, you don't just learn about the Miami Dolphins on this show. You learn about special little tricks that you can use for your food. So if you got a homemade taco and you want to put Velveeta on it, give it a try and then let us know what you think, because I think you may like it as much as Brian. And if not, you gave it a shot. Nothing to lose. I always like to experiment with my food, so always willing to try something new. I'm definitely going to try the Velveeta on the tacos. Brian Ngo, host of the Brian Ngo Show on 620 Rip City Radio and NBC Sports Northwest. Of course, that is 12 to 3 Eastern Standard Time. Thanks so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to talking more Jets and Dolphins in the future. In the meantime, for anybody that hasn't listened to your show, hasn't followed you on social media, how can they check out what you're doing right now? Because I've said this before, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the show right now. I really enjoy listening to your show because of the fact that you mix it up. A lot of these local radio shows, they hammer on the same topic for 3 or 4 hours, but you mix in a whole bunch of different topics. You do local stuff, you do national stuff. And the thing I like best is that you have a specific passion for the NFL, which is obviously my biggest passion too. So I really enjoy your show. I think you're one of the best local guys out there. So for anybody that hasn't checked out your show, tell them why they should check out the Brian Ngo Show.
Yeah, well, I just I try to have a mixture of content and shenanigans where it can't be serious all the time, but you have to have some substance along the way. So I just try to do that. I just try to get the audience to think, laugh, and learn. So I think that you got to move them to think of a topic a different way, right? You got to provoke some thought, but you got to laugh. You got to have some fun along the way. And also, if you can give a couple of tidbits, right? Like there might be something that, as far as a stat or a number or anything like that, I don't want to overdo it. I think there's a line, but if there's something that I run across prepping for a show and I'm like, oh wow, I didn't know that. That's kind of interesting. I try to sprinkle that in there too. So you learn a few things that you might not have known along the way. So I try to do all that. And I think we do a pretty good job. I'm always tough on myself. I'm a perfectionist. So I typically look at what isn't good or what could be better or what's lacking instead of what's good. But there's some good stuff along the way for sure. But the easiest way to get in touch with me is on Twitter. At The No Show is where to find me. And I spell my name N-O-E. So At The No Show on Twitter is how you get at me the easiest.
Make sure that you're following Brian on Twitter at The No Show. And listen to his show streaming online at 620 Rip City Radio. Again, 9 to 12 Pacific, 12 to 3 Eastern Standard Time. You can also watch him on NBC Sports Northwest. If you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes, if you could go ahead and do that for us, really appreciate it. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts, you know where to go. That's Turn on the Jets Digital and turnonthejets.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.